The Talk About podcast was designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. Recently, we've been focused on issues and topics that are associated with the United States. But we all know that the Black community expands far beyond the borders of the United States. And that's why on the upcoming season on Talk About with Ron, I want to take the podcast international and start talking to different members of the Black community that were not born and raised in the United States. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear what are the challenges that you face as a Black person in your country. Now, whether it's good or bad, you know, economic or not, I want to understand your country, the Black community. We need to come together, and we should come together and understand each other. Because my experiences as a Black American or African American is not the same as yours. I've sat down and I've talked to different Black people from around the world and, you know, who live here in the United States from other countries. And the experience is totally different. I want to hear that. I want to share that experience with other Black people. You know, my experiences you've learned from me, and I have international listeners. And I want to invite you to come onto my show and talk to me and tell the world about your country. Represent your country. Represent where you're from. Tell everybody what they should know about your country. I want to open those doors up to everybody because, like I said earlier, the Black community extends far beyond the boundaries of the United States border. I want to talk to all of you. I want to hear your experience. I want to share your experiences, and you can be an ambassador for your country and tell everybody what they should know about your country, you, how you're raised, your culture, your experiences, your view in life, everything. If you would like to come on the podcast and discuss your country and where you're from, there's a link down below. You can go onto my show and register as a guest. You can contact me directly on Facebook. It's the Ron Frazier Sr. You can go to my website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com. And you can have access to send me a message directly, or you can register as a guest, fill out the registration form, and I will contact you. This invitation also goes out to people who live in the United States that are from other countries, that were born and raised in other countries. So don't think that just because you live in the United States that you can't come on and be a part of this experience. I know that there are many people in the United States who were just moved here in the last 5-10 years and who have extensive experience in their country where you come from. So this invite goes to everyone that were not born and raised in the United States. So I invite you all to come be a part of the Talk About with the Ron Black Experience World Tour. Welcome back to Talk About, a podcast designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. And I am your host, Theron Frazier. Before we get started with this week's episode, I would like to share some information with you guys. We now have a website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com, where you can go there and support the show by using one of our affiliate links. There are several links there, one for Amazon, one for Fiverr, and one for Instacart. We also have a Patreon page where you can go and donate. And if you have a business, you can actually have a tier where we can promote your business on our Patreon page. Just go to www.talkaboutwiththeron.com and go to become a member. You can also subscribe there and leave your email address, and you will get the latest updates on the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Talk About with Theron. I'm your host, Theron Frazier. And this week, I want to say first and foremost, happy anniversary to my wife. Today, October 5th is our anniversary, and we're going to be enjoying our anniversary together. I hope you like the gifts that I got you, because you are my beautiful wife and you deserve every last one of them. So I love you, and I hope you're listening to the show today, because this is especially for you. Well, this part is. The rest is for my listeners. So we're back on the world tour this week, and we're starting out with Brazil. And I have a very special guest, a friend of mine I've known for over 20 years, who lives in Brazil. We've met a couple of times. You know each other from work, and we were going to get into that history there. Her name is Anna, and she's from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And what you're going to learn today is that Brazil is a lot like the United States when it comes to the African-American culture that we have in the United States and the history of African-Americans. You're going to learn that African Brazilians have the exact same history, and it's a lot deeper or as deep as our history. We went through slavery together. We went through a lot of different things that a lot of similarities in their history as with our history. And the treatment towards black people in Brazil is similar to the treatment towards black people in the United States. I learned all of that just by listening to her in this conversation that we had. This is a multi-part series that we're going to have, and I'm kicking it off this week with part one. But please listen, because this is going to be a very interesting learning experience when it comes to black people in South America. And, you know, a lot of African Americans think that, you know, we went through slavery here, but you don't really hear about the slavery that went on in other countries. And you're going to learn that Brazil is a lot similar to the United States. So listen in. This is Anna, and this is Talk About World Tour Brazil. Welcome back to another episode of Talk About with Theron. I'm your host, Theron Frazier. Today, we're going to be discussing Brazil. I know the experiences growing up in Brazil is much different than experiences with, you know, growing up in the United States. And this is our next stop on the Talk About with Theron World Tour. And we're stopping in Brazil. So I got Anna, who's on the show today. And I want to say thank you, Anna, for coming on the show and, you know, telling everybody, all my listeners, about Brazil, what it's like to grow up there. So you want to introduce yourself, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Theron. Thanks for having me here. And my name is Ana Paula Pereira. I'm Brazilian. I live in Rio, actually, in Rio de Janeiro. It's a famous city in Brazil. I've been living here for all my life. And I'm an engineer, a telecom engineer, and I work in a very technical environment, but also I like humanity, and that's it.
For those who don't know, I've known Anna for a long time, at least since what, 1999 or 2000, yes. Early that time?
Yes.
It's funny because we met at work, which literally I work for a company, a telecom company, and she worked for a telecom company. And, you know, it's one thing I tell my kids growing up, Anna, is when you're in high school, and you got these electives, like we take French and Spanish and all that stuff at school. Make sure you pay attention in those classes, because that stuff, even in math and in English, you may not think that it means anything to you right now, but it means a lot to you when you get older and look in life, and you never know when you're going to need to use those skills again. So for me, my Spanish class in high school, I really didn't pay a whole lot of attention into it. But my Spanish class in high school, I graduated high school, and I started working for this telecom company literally about 4 years after high school, because I left high school, went to college, and I graduated. And I think I was about 20 when I started, 20 when I started this telecom company. And the company, when I started, I worked in this group, it was an international group. And there's a lot of us work for, you know, we work in the department and we work in different countries. So I was assigned the whole South American continent. So yes. I worked with all the countries in South America, all the different telecom companies. I was in an international group. And yeah. I met Anna Well, I worked in that international group. So my company used to, you know, we used to work orders between the two companies, and we used to build circuits between the United States and Brazil. And I met Anna through that process. So, you know, I know a lot of people internationally because I've worked in the international department and I interface with a whole bunch of people internationally. But I think, Anna, guess what? You're the only person I've met in real life, like face to face. Of all the countries I work with, all the people I work with internationally, all the people I know internationally, you're the only person in my 20-something year career that I've actually met.
Yeah, it's that's true. Funny. It's true. It's happened. It's happened because it's the same. It's the same here in Brazil. Really? I've been working for this company for such a long time. And I actually nowadays, I talked to many people in the South America, in all countries in South America, and some people in the United States, but you were the only person that I met. Oh, not just you, but Victor.
Victor. Uh-huh. And it's funny, I know Victor too.
Yes. The only two people that I've met in all my life, professional life. Yeah, it's
true. And it's funny because Victor told me when he was coming down to Brazil, and then he told me what happened to him when he was in Brazil. It's funny because I haven't talked to Victor in a long time.
Yeah, no, we are very close. We talk to each other like once, twice in a month, and you use WhatsApp a lot. So
okay,
communicate frequently. Mm-hmm.
Well, you talk to him again, tell him I said hi because I left that. I think one of us, I left that department and I haven't been engaged with a lot of people because I started doing domestic type stuff and I'm on the project stuff now. But yeah, he was real cool. I worked a lot with him and then he worked a lot with you and I worked a lot with you. So it was kind of funny. Yes.
I visited him like twice when I was in the United States. I went to Cincinnati to visit him like twice.
Okay. Okay, cool. Cool. That's nice. That's nice. I know one time you were sure you went up there and visited and you had a layover here in Atlanta, but it was cool. When I was there, I think it was 2005 or something like that. Me and two friends of mine, we went over to Brazil. And, you know, Brazil was the first country I actually visited outside of the United States. That was my very first international trip.
Whoa.
And I got to say, it was my most favorite international trip. That was my best vacation destination ever.
Really?
I tell all my friends, I tell my wife, I tell everyone, I had so much fun in Brazil. It's such a different country. Really, yes. It was just that much fun. And I've traveled a lot to a lot of different countries after that. You know, my wife is from Jamaica. I've been to so many places in the Caribbean, Mexico. I'm actually scheduled to go to Canada later this year. But that's one spot that I felt, wow, this is different because it opened my eyes to the culture was different than what I'm used to here. But it opened to my eyes to when you go somewhere where you don't speak the language, right? To at least put an effort into trying to communicate because I know Americans can get very arrogant sometimes. And we go somewhere expecting people to speak English. And I didn't have that expectation. So you might remember we had our little books. We had our little books and we were using the books to translate to different
to help
people.
You guys.
Yeah. So it was so much fun. You said something to us. It was like, you was telling us, you're like, watch out for something with kids, something or some. Watch out! Some people may try to rob you or something.
Yes.
But I was like, but you said we should be careful. You said, no. You three guys are okay. You big guys, nobody's gonna mess with you.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I was like, oh, well, okay.
Yeah. I believe that here in Brazil, people don't speak English enough to communicate, but people are willing to help. We are very open people to help other people, try to make people, the foreigners, welcomed in our country. So if people don't, even if people don't speak in English, they will try to understand you, they will try to help you in some way. And almost everybody acting this way. So that's why I believe that people feel comfortable here and don't feel like ashamed to speak, even if they don't speak properly, because they know that people will help. I believe that's the impression you had when you were here.
It was. It is. And for those who don't know, the language in Brazil is Portuguese, right?
Yes, Portuguese, from Portugal.
Right. So we had our Portuguese books. No, nowadays you got your phones. You can use the phone translation app. But we had the books back in 2004 or 5. We had the actual books, you know, and you had to turn to the page, find the phrase that you want to say or whatever item you're looking for. And it was so much fun. That was actually fun because that was my first time ever doing that. I was like, wow, this is cool. So tell everybody a little bit about Brazil, you know, where it's located, what countries are nearby geographically, and, you know, what is Brazil known for?
Yeah, Brazil is the biggest country in the South America. We were colonized by Portuguese. From Portugal, we were a colony of Portugal, but just us here in the South, the whole South America. So Brazil is the only country in the South America which speak Portuguese. All the other countries, they speak Spanish. So we have border with Argentina, Colombia, Peru, Chile, what else? Yeah, Uruguay, Paraguay. So we are surrounded by all these South America countries. And Brazil is a very different comparing to these countries because we are a mixed people. We were colonized by Portuguese, but we have so many slavers here in Brazil. And Brazil, actually, my city was the city which received the biggest amount of slave people from Africa. So the population here in Brazil, the black people, the black community is huge. Actually, we are 52% of the population. So the majority here in Brazil are black people or mixed, because the mixed people are, it's so common to meet mixed people here in Brazil because of this mix of people, Portuguese and Indians and Africans. So we are very mixed. It's something different. I believe that is something different from the United States, because when I was in United States, I couldn't see so mixed people. Here, although we have races, but people are more, we have a mixed couple a lot here in Brazil. So this is a difference between, I would say, between United States and Brazil. We have 27 states here in Brazil. The south of Brazil has a strong influence from Europeans like Germany, Poland, and some other countries from Europe. So we have a very white population in the south of Brazil because of these people who came to Brazil many years ago. But in the north of Brazil, mainly in Bahia, the capital is Salvador, we have a huge, huge black community, black population. And the heritage, the African heritage is very strong. So in Bahia and Rio de Janeiro, the cities in Brazil, which will have many, many, many black people. In the north of Brazil, we have more Indians. It's the native population, the Amazon area. So we have many Indians. So Brazil, it's a huge country. And each, I would say, it is divided based on the culture and the population, I would say. So if you come to Rio, you don't know Brazil completely. You really have to travel inside Brazil to really know the really Brazil, because we have so different cultures, so different accents, so different way of living here in Brazil, because it's a continental country. So it's not, you have to spend like more than 1 month here just to visit all the different states here.
Wow. And you know, I say that a lot too, because when you go to a country and you go visit somewhere, you got your tourist area and you got the real, you know, area. And I'm sure what I visited were more tourists because I was in Rio, you know, and we spent a lot of time on Copacabana Beach and Ipanema Beach. I remember the names.
Yes. Good memory.
we spent a lot of time on those beaches and in that area and on the strip where our hotel was. And then we did get out and go to some of the party area, because we met a couple local Brazilian people who showed us some of the parties. And we went to Lapa and some of the other places. But you're right. You have to really get out and see the country. It's just like coming here. You know, you can't base the entire United States based on what you see in New York, or based on what you see in Atlanta, or what you see on LA, because there's so many different parts of the country where people speak so many different dialects of English. So I'm sure. But the thing about what you're saying really is, although there is some places in the United States where you got majority of one race of people and fewer of the other, but you broke it down. Like in the South, you got more white people. In the North, you got more black people of the country, you know, and that's interesting because we kind of mixed in here in the United States. Each city got their, you know, populations. But in Brazil, what is the black culture like there? You know, you got hip hop here and all and everything, and you got your different, you know, African-American fields of stuff, music and all of that. What is it like there? What's the culture like there for black people?
Yeah, it depends. It depends the state you are. Here in Rio, I would say that the African influence is much more related to the music. And we have samba. I don't know if you heard about this. Samba is a rhythm. It's a very famous rhythm in Rio. Have you ever heard about the schools of samba? It's called the samba, the parade, the carnival.
Carnival, yes.
The music you hear in carnival parade is samba.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have many drums. It's basically drums. And the people singing, but it's based on the African drums, African instruments. So there's a strong influence here in Rio. And also we have capoeira. Have you ever heard about capoeira? Mm-mm. Capoeira, it's a kind of fight. It was a fight that the slavers used to fight against the white people.
Is that like the swaying kind of movement fight?
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. With drums. It's like a kind of slowly movement. And we have drums and instruments. And It's they play in pairs. But in the past, now it's like more to what? It's like a kind of sport.
Okay.
But in the past, it was used to fight against the white people. So it's a strong influence here in Brazil. Actually, in Rio and in Bahia, it's very strong. And the United States, in New York, when I was in New York, a friend of mine, he took me to a capoeira place where old guy was the teacher, and mm-hmm. he was from Bahia. And he was there teaching Americans and other people from all over the world, because New York is like a
melting pot.
A melting pot. So
yes,
many people was taking classes, capoeira classes there.
So, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's famous there.
You said something interesting and made me think for a second. You say it was used to fight the white people.
Uh-huh.
Can you get some history on that? Like, did you mention two things here? I'm going to ask it, and I'm going to let you answer both. I thought I heard you mention something about slavery earlier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was correct?
Yeah.
All right. One thing is, a lot of people don't understand that slavery happened in a whole lot of other places other than the United States for black people. Mm-hmm. So it's something that we go through here. We haven't gotten past it, but it's just in our history, right? But a lot of black African-Americans don't realize that slavery was in the Caribbean, South America. Mm-hmm. It was
all over
the continents and the West. Mm-hmm. So give everybody a little history on slavery in Brazil. And also, which is the second part of that question, I can't pronounce the word Cabernera. Is that right?
Capoeira.
Okay. How was that used to fight, and what way as far as, you know, the white people? Mm-hmm. Tell everybody a little of that history and how the fighting was used.
Yeah. So we are colonized by Portuguese. So when they come to Brazil, Portuguese people come to Brazil, they realized that they could make so much money with sugar cane and coffee, and they need people to work for them. And they realized that the workforce could come from Africa. So they capture black people in Africa in different countries, Senegal, Togo, Angola, many different countries, Cabo Verde, Cape Verde. And they capture people in Africa, and they brought people, black people, as slavers to work here in Brazil as slavers. And the black people was the base of the economy for three centuries here in Brazil.
Wow.
From 1500 to 18 almost 1900.
Wow.
For more than three centuries, we have the slavery here as the base of the economic here in Brazil. And if I'm not wrong, Brazil was the last country to finish with this
the slave economy.
The slave economy. Yes,
yeah.
If I'm not wrong. So Brazil, the Africans here, they were sold as merchandise. So the slavers, the owners of the slavers were the white people, were the Portuguese. And they forced the slavers to work for them. And it involved so many kinds of brutality to force people work here. And the black people, they want to fight against this. And they used capoeira to fight against the Portuguese in order to flee, because they used it to live in the farms, but they were forced to work, and they didn't receive anything for the work because they were slavers. So they tried to change the situation. They tried to flee and to build, to set up their own community. And these communities they called quilombos. And they tried to live as a community, just a community of black people. But they, again, were captured by their owners, the Portuguese. And they, as they didn't have any guns, they used the capoeira to fight against the Portuguese. I don't know if I could explain, but this is the big picture of the situation.
And that is part one of the Talk About With Ron World Tour with Brazil and Anna. Come back on the next episode, or we're going to get into part two, which is going to really get deeper. This was kind of a more of an introduction and a little bit, you know, a little taste of what it's going to be like. But man, I tell you, when you start listening to this episode and the other pieces that come along with it, you're going to learn a lot about the history and the similarities between the two countries, and you're going to just going to be in awe. But thank you guys for listening. Thank you all for tuning in each week. And this is part one. We're going to be coming back again with part two. Thank you.